Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 123 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, why on earth did we start exercising?
Greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Wait, we hear, if I can lift my hand, I will operate the mouse. Ow.
We have extreme emotions about our exercising regimens.
How do you tell a strip club bouncer, no, I won't do that. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Oh, Amy. Oh, poor strip club bouncers.
That, by the way, That was Robert Morgan Fisher singing Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network. And I'm Amy. I'm in pain in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm in pain in East Tennessee.
And, of course, if you want to call us and tell us that you're in pain also, you can you can do that at 206-309-7232.
Or you can send us email at whatever you want to call us at gritstoglitz.com.
If you send it to any old thing at gritstoglitz.com, I will get it. But if you want to talk to Bay about me behind my back, you have to send it to Bay at gritstoglitz.com.
That's true. All this stuff is on our website. And sometimes we have extra stuff on our website and sometimes we don't.
Right. I still have to get a picture of Omar the Bouncer.
Oh, yeah. We got to get a picture of Omar the Bouncer, and I need to get a picture of a hawk flying around my park.
Yes, you dang Skippy, you do.
I'm sorry about that.
This is a priority. You know. Turn off the podcast. Go get a picture.
Oh, it's the middle of the night.
Okay.
Oh, also, I'll be honest. I live in the boonies. I love the boonies. We've talked about this a million times, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. But I just before we started podcasting, I called the kids to the front of the house and said, do you smell what I smell, or am I going crazy?
And they said, yes, Mom, we know you walked earlier today and you do smell a little bit funky, but
no. Oh, I smell a skunk.
There's a polecat
somewhere very nearby, and it has sprayed something. I haven't heard any dogs howling, so I don't know what got hit, but it's pretty stinky in my neighborhood right now. And the fact that I could smell it indoors.
That's saying a lot. Ugh. It's very close.
It's very close.
We don't have skunks. But we do occasionally have a mountain lion.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, scorpion.
They'd rather have a skunk.
Yeah. And I don't have trains that go past, but I do occasionally have a neighbor who wants to share his love of large motorcycles with the rest of the neighborhood. But those happen everywhere.
Yes, they do. So that's, you know, hey, life in the boonies, life in Las Vegas. We're going to run into these things sometimes.
You've all got your pros and cons everywhere. Yes, but. Speaking of Las Vegas, we're making our plans. They're coming along.
How many days is it now?
Oh, my gosh. Now you've put me on the spot. I don't know.
I was counting down for a few days, so it's somewhere around 25 days left.
Oh, my gosh.
Somewhere around there.
That much? Yeah, I guess it is. It's still a little over 3 weeks.
I'm going to Las Vegas to hang out with my sister Amy. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! So looking forward to it. I can't wait.
And I made you make a plan.
You did. Amy was so mean. I had to make a plan and then I had to stop it because the men in my family dragged me off to see Iron Man, the movie. And I had to stop in the middle of making the plans. And then when I came back, I had to get back into it. And it's hard to make plans because you have to figure out what's going to be busy on a weekend.
Well, and
what's going to be busy on a weekday.
And we've spent months and months and months saying, oh, you have to go eat here. Oh, you have to go do this. Oh, you have to go see this, 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 this. We've got a month's worth of stuff for you to do something every day, three things a day, and you'd still be doing stuff. And you're not going to be here for a month. So
I'm not.
So you have to prioritize.
No, and it's really hard to cram it all into one little trip. And this is not including strip clubs, gambling, nightclubs.
None of that. Boozing it up. We'll booze it up a little bit.
A little? Because come on.
Yeah. When in Vegas.
Jeez. Yeah. But no, we don't do the really wild stuff that other people do. And so even leaving out all of the debauchery.
What a wonderful word.
It's really difficult to arrange it, but I'm excited because, well, as we said last week, we're going to go see Bette Midler.
Still can't believe it. I cannot wait. I can't wait for you to see her show.
And now we know we're going to go see Spamalot, which is one of Paul's favorite shows. And that makes me happy because I like it when Paul is happy.
And that was a priority because it's going to be closing. And so you have to see it before it closes.
And we're big Monty Python fans anyway.
You may have to go see Star Trek The Experience, too, because it may be closing.
There's no room.
You can't rearrange your schedule.
I would have to boot something to make room for that.
That's the tricky thing, prioritizing. But Star Trek The Experience is probably going to be gone by the end of the year.
Wow.
Is
it just the rides, or are they going to get rid of the bar too?
They'll probably just de-theme the whole thing. If they get rid of those rides, they'll probably take all the Star Trek stuff out. It's my guess.
I find it very hard to believe that they would do that, because I would think the Star Trek weddings would be a major, major draw for the Trekkies.
Oh, it is. The whole thing is a major draw for Trekkies, but I guess there just are not that many Trekkies coming back anymore. I don't know.
Huh. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I ought to see it. I enjoyed Quark's Bar.
I
enjoyed that immensely.
It's an affordable, as tourist traps go, it's an affordable thing, and it was pretty good. So, yeah.
Yes, and it's pretty, and the food was good.
Yes. So we got
yes, we're still making our plans.
And you're going to be going to Red Rock.
Which, we got a question from one of our loyal listeners and friends, Malia, who went around Red Rock wondering what the heck, why do I always talk about it? And she didn't see anything special. That's because she didn't get out of the car. Malia, get out of the car.
You gotta get out of the car.
Go to the visitor center. The visitor center, the inside is a little bit cheesy. It is.
Yeah, but still.
I will not lie.
I mean, they have some stuffed animals in there, like a roadrunner.
Stuffed animals. Yes, they do. And I think, well, you got to go inside and look at the cheesy stuff and listen to the audio tour. I thought the audio tour was pretty cool. It's free. Well, you know, it doesn't cost any more.
I don't remember that.
You do pay a little bit when you drive in.
I don't remember that.
It's been since... Oh, wow. Amy, the last time I did the audio tour was 2004, so maybe that changed.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that I just didn't get the... Was it like a tape recorder or something that you could take with you and listen to?
Huh. Yeah, with a little headset.
Oh.
And you put on the headset and wander around listening to the audio.
Oh.
And that was fun, but the great part is when you go out back, because the desert tortoise is out there.
Now, when you went before, did you see Mojave Max?
Yes, I did. I've still got pictures.
Okay.
On my computer.
Because he is such a stud.
He is, and he's so active, and it's so cool. Tortoises are cool.
I love them. And they move, they move faster than you would expect, or at least me.
Yeah.
And when I was there before, I didn't see Max. I saw his harem. He's got two or three females in the next pen over. And there were burrows, wild burrows, that were climbing the walls and getting in there to eat the turtle food.
I remember they had these cute little striped squirrel things.
Oh, the little ones that looked like both chipmunk thingies.
Yeah, they're cute little, they're adorable and they're stripy and they're very, very fast. And they would climb over the wall and run around in Mojave Max's
stealing
area,
his food.
And then they would climb back. Yeah. they were little thieves.
You kids get out of my yard, and they're stealing his food.
Yep. That's exactly what they were doing. I'm also trying to look up as I talk to you exactly what the... There is the other thing about Red Rock Canyon is if you get park your car in this one place and hike just a little bit, it's not a really long hike. There are handprints on a canyon wall.
Yeah.
That were put there hundreds of years ago by the Native Americans who lived in that area.
There are actually a number of petroglyph sites around southern Nevada. That I started looking these things up, and I have not been out to see them, but I want to. And it's really a dangerous thing because you have to actively look for them. There's nothing that says they are here, here, and here, because the vandals would go there, there, and there to vandalize them. So they don't really say right. They're right here. You kind of have to do a little bit of research to find out where they are.
And it's so cool.
I want to see, yeah.
So we're going to have to do that again. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well,
I really am. It was very windy the last time I was at Red Rock. Very, very windy. So I'm hoping it will be a little calmer this time. I may have to switch my touring schedule around to accommodate windiness.
Well, we were discussing this earlier, my husband and I. You're going to be here on the longest day of the year. You're going to be here for the longest day of the year. So.
Yay me. That's like the best day to be there, isn't it?
Well, it's the brightest day, I would assume. If you're solar powered.
August and September when it was 114 degrees. So I think I can handle the brightest, longest day of the year.
The length of the day isn't necessarily proportional to the temperature.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think I'm strong enough for this.
Well, as you're making all these plans for coming to Las Vegas, are you getting in shape for the physical activity?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. As we discussed last week, we're really rehashing things we talked about last week, but that's fine with me. Is it okay with
you? Yes, we can just expound on it.
I am keeping on with the walking thing. And as I said last week, I still love it. I love the way it smells out there in the great outdoors. And I love the hawks and little birds. Oh, Amy, I wish you would come walk with me because there's a million little birds that I have no idea what they are.
Are they little bluebirds?
No. I have seen bluebirds. I have seen a bluebird in the park.
I love bluebirds.
I know where its nest is, and it's a real bluebird. But no, there are other birds, and I have no idea what they are, and it's very irksome.
I wish I could
I'm
be
ignorant.
There, too. I wish I could see them also.
But, and you know, because I told you about it, one day during the week, it's been harder for me to do the walking thing. I think it was Wednesday that I ate lunch and then the rain stopped and I jumped up and said, oh my gosh, I can walk now. And I went out to the park and started trying to do one lap, one stinking lap.
Mm-hmm.
I was in agony. I was in pain. Everything hurt. It hurt to breathe.
From what?
My ankles
Why?
Hurt. My husband said it was because I had just eaten. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Are you high? What are you on?
Eating is not a bad thing. How could you say that it's a bad thing to eat?
I know, because eating is good for me. It keeps me alive. And he said, no, you're not supposed to exercise after you eat. And I said, I'm dying here. And you're telling me I should have skipped lunch. And he said, yes, you should not be trying to walk so soon after eating. You should wait at least 2 hours, preferably three, maybe four.
I have to agree with him. Although the walking, I've discovered this myself with my working out. I cannot work out within about 4 hours of eating. If I eat any appreciable amount of food, I cannot work out for 4 hours, especially not with Omar. Especially not with Omar the Terrible.
Omar the Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Omar the Terrible. That is so cute.
He's so mean. And he's like, go ahead, lift this, lift the desk, lift the. And no, I can't. And I try so hard. And he's like, oh, come on, you could do it. But no, if I exert myself much at all, then I start feeling like I'm going to throw up. And yeah, that's not good at all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. After a while, I experienced the nausea too.
Yeah. So
that's not any fun.
Don't do that. You need to go walking before you eat.
This just cracks me up though, because, you know, it, to me, okay, my metabolism was always fabulous and I was always skinny no matter what I ate and no matter the fact that I never worked out.
And I hated you.
Well, and well, you should. And
you hate that person now too, don't you?
And then, well, I mean, my metabolism got me back. I turned 38 one day and my metabolism said, that's enough of that.
See ya. I quit. You used me up entirely. Yes.
And then I quit smoking and oh my God.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now I'm actually having to exert a little bit of energy. It's so not fair. If you're going to exert energy, I really believe shopping for shoes should be involved.
You dang Skippy. Oh, I love you. I must write a book. There are so many diet and exercise books and things. You need to write a book. Shopping for shoes counts as exercise.
Yes. Yes, yes. And the drier the martini, you know, that's a diet food, right?
Oh, yeah.
yeah. But this whole exercising thing, this is totally new to us. It's certainly new to me. And when I experienced that awful day when I ate lunch and then went walking, all I could think was, okay, the last time I had physical education, I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I know perfectly well that they didn't say, how long has it been since you ate breakfast before they made us run laps around the gym?
That's because you were a stupid kid. You could have, if you had PE right after lunch, it wouldn't have bothered you. So many things bother me now that didn't bother me before. Now that I'm old and crotchety. Yeah.
Okay. So other than, okay, you do. So you say terrible things about Omar. Did you know that? You say awful things.
Hate him. Hate his guts.
But you haven't fired him.
No.
Why is that?
Well, my arms are starting. I could almost, at this point, I could almost wear a sleeveless shirt.
Ooh, really?
Almost.
You're going to be a hot tamale by the time I get there.
If I could lift the shirt up off the hanger, and I could wear it.
Oh, Amy's working out.
My arms don't work so well, but I look good. Just kind of stand around with a stupid look on my face. Hey, look at my
that's
arms.
Brilliant. That's fabulous. Oh, I love it.
She was from Palermo, in town for May and June. I met her last 3 weeks. I knew she'd leave us soon. She was here to learn some English. What was I to do? I taught her everything I could, and she taught me things too. And for 3 weeks, I spent my working days trying to recover, as each night just got longer with my language school lover.
Ah, Dead Man's Corner, Language School Lover, Podsafe Music Network. Now the legal disclaimer's out of the way. Love that song.
Love that song. Yay, love that song. And yay. The Vocabulary Vixen. is kicking off her Manolo Blahniks and getting ready to lay something heavy on you. We've got a voicemail this week.
Yay!
Actually, we got it a few weeks ago.
Got it a few weeks ago. Planned on playing it immediately, but then things came up.
Yep. So here
people
it is.
People started mispronouncing French words and things.
Sorry.
Merde.
It's funny. You pronounced that really well.
I did. I've had a lot of practice. No, here's the wonderful voicemail that we got.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Dave. It's Kim from New Jersey. I have a question for you. I always have a problem with the word got, G-O-T, because many times when it's used in a sentence, it sounds so, I don't even know what the word is. It sounds so sort of unprofessional, or, you know, I got to go, I got this, something like that. You know, I got this email. When the word received sounds a whole lot better. Have you ever had problems with that, or how it sounds, or the correct way of using it?
Yeah, what she said.
Yes, that was Kim in New Jersey. Thanks for calling us, Kim. I really loved your voicemail for a couple of reasons. First of all, don't feel bad. You're not the only one.
Oh, gosh, no. Because I'm this language snob, and I'm kind of going, gee, when is it proper to use that word?
Well, I got your answer right here.
All right. You got it right there. I got a puzzle expression on my face.
Okay, here's the deal, Kim. Actually, it's okay. As in, I got this email. Mm-hmm. I got this voicemail from Kim in New Jersey. Yes, it does mean the same thing as obtain or receive or to come into possession of. Yes, on the other hand, yes, I understand why you feel it's a little bit crass or vulgar or really
common.
Common,
it's,
yes.
It's informal.
It's informal. Thank you very much. That's our hot button word for this week. It's informal. And informal is okay in the right situation.
Cool beans.
The difficult part is knowing when to use informal language and when to use something a little more proper. Like, I received a voicemail from Kim in New Jersey.
That is such an important call. I have problems with that one.
Yes, Amy emailed me earlier this week and said, what about gonna?
Yeah, and gonna. I'm going to give you a report on that, Mr. Boss.
You really just have to, you're going to have to take it on a case-by-case basis. I think among friends, it's perfectly fine. It's, as we said last week, gosh, I'm still dredging up last week. As we said, there are times when I end sentences on a preposition, which is a bozo no-no.
What kind of medicine are you on?
I know. What kind of pipe am I smoking?
Well, I was just trying to come up with a preposition at the end of a sentence. But...
Oh, yeah. That was really
Where are you coming from?
But if you're writing a letter to your boss, you probably don't want to use gonna or got. There are other words that do just as well. Just be careful that you don't obfuscate the meaning.
Ooh, wash your mouth out.
Oh, come on. Obfuscate is a perfectly lovely word. Disguise. Bury it under delusions of grandeur.
So if you're going to obfuscate your meaning, you're saying that you're going to use fancy words that nobody else can understand and thus make your thought unclear.
Right. If got is the easiest word to get your meaning across, go ahead and use it. But I want to, you know, backpedal a little bit. Kim, I understand how you feel. I do. Also, we didn't play the entire voicemail, but Kim also wanted to know if we had both read Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. Yes.
Yes. Love it.
Amy found it first and sent it to me after she had read it.
I heard the joke first, ages ago, before the book, and thought it was the funniest thing I had ever heard. And if our listeners have not heard the joke, I have to tell the joke.
Oh, Shall Amy I? Tells this joke so well.
Well, I'll tell it quickly. A Panda goes into a bar and he says, I'll have a cheeseburger and a beer. And the bartender brings him over a cheeseburger and a beer. And he wolfs down the cheeseburger, stands up, pulls a gun, shoots the bartender, and turns to go. And somebody else in the bar says, oh my God, what are you crazy? Why? And he says, hey, I'm a panda. Look it up. And so the person just happens to have a dictionary right there and they look it up. Panda. Black and white, marsupial, Asian in origin, eats, shoots, and leaves.
Eats, shoots, and leaves.
And it's such a funny grammar thing because a comma would have made it so much clearer. You know?
If the dictionary had a comma, then the panda standing up and shooting the guy.
Would have been right. But, yes, you're right. The fact that it did not have a comma, the panda misunderstood the dictionary.
Because pandas don't know punctuation.
Damn it, they don't.
They're very cute. They'll eat your face. They're very cute, and they don't know punctuation.
Just check out Cute with Chris. The panda will eat your face. Boy, we just get obscurer and obscurer, don't we?
That's fun.
Thinking about eats, shoots, and leaves reminds me of one other thing. Did you check out, I pointed you to TEAL, which was the Typo Eradication Advancement League.
No, I actually did not.
It's a bunch of guys who traveled around the country. They came through Las Vegas, sad to say, and they looked for typos. And I think they were very generous in calling them typos because really they were looking for places where people didn't know how to use the language. But they called them typos, and they would correct them. They would find signs with typos, and they would correct them.
That's pretty cool.
I like it. And one of the things, one of the favorite stories was that someplace in Arizona, there was a huge billboard that said, come and see such and such attraction. Bring your cameras, camera apostrophe S.
Ike.
And they had to climb up on the billboard and get rid of the apostrophe.
Oh, I'd like to do that sometime. Instead, I usually just point and laugh.
Well, you know, the problem is wanting people to use the language correctly does make one come across as a snob.
But I'm just a friend to commas and apostrophes.
Well, and like I said before, what did the English language ever do to you? Why would you abuse it so?
So that's our ranting and raving show.
I'm frothing at the mouth just a little bit.
And next week we'll have, I have no idea what we'll have next week. Do you know?
We will have the screaming heebie-jeebies because we'll be 7 days closer to your arrival in Las Vegas.
And we'll be making up new curse words to apply to Omar the Trainer.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. I'm going to run out of these. I bought a package of training sessions, and I'm going to run out of them in a couple of weeks, and I may never use Omar again. Or I may decide that I need to pay him some more to force me to do things that I shouldn't be doing.
Also, that sounds terrible. Say, Jeff in Arizona, you flung a craving on me, and I had to go buy some Tim Tams, also known as Arnott's. Yum.
Arnott's Originals. Oh, did you slam it?
I did. I slammed it this afternoon, and it darned nearly fell apart before I could get it in my mouth. But it was the only one I had. So
that's Jeff. If you haven't slammed your Tim Tams yet, that's the word of warning there. Be ready to sip through it and then cram it in your mouth because it disintegrates.
Great. Thanks for slinging that craving, Jeff. Because. Dang, that was good.
You have to walk two or three more rounds. I'll introduce you to Omar when you're here.
There you go. I get to go see Omar.
Mm.
Thanks for listening. You guys are the best.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ah, greasy coffee beans. The only high. It's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some grease. greasy, greasy coffee bean. Greasy, greasy coffee bean. Greasy, greasy coffee bean.